From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. The District 34 Senate seat would have been a big win for the Republican Party. Ellen Bogdanoff was the Republican candidate running to unseat incumbent and Democrat Maria Sachs. Republicans missed the opportunity to gain a supermajority in the Florida Senate. At Bogdanoff's election watch gathering at Taps Restaurant and Lounge in Fort Lauderdale, she said she didn't plan to run for office again.
It's time to go on to Plan B. Working, taking care of my kids and my grandbaby, and we're good.
She said she was an advocate before she ran for office, and she will continue to advocate and fight for issues like education reform. Supporters of Amendment 2, the amendment that would have allowed medical marijuana in Florida, gathered yesterday evening at the Gramps Bar in Wynwood. The drinks and music kept flowing even after news that the amendment had not reached the required 60% it needed to pass. Like many patrons, Rosanna Martinez was unhappy with the results. She felt the amendment should have passed.
The fact that the amendment didn't pass since it was set 57% instead of 60% is a complete desecration of my democracy because it is an overmajority rule. The fact that it's 3% under doesn't mean anything to me. Over 57% of the people want it to happen.
Martinez thinks the benefits of marijuana outweigh its risks and the choice of consumption is up to the individual. Christine Theriot is a cannabis grower and extractor. She moved from Oregon about 6 months ago to analyze the Florida marijuana market.
In a year or so, we'll be able to jump back on the bandwagon and resume our campaigning for such an important issue, which is once again emphasizing that medical care for Floridians.
Supporters said they will bring it back up in 2016. The $390 million plan to replace Miami-Dade County's aging downtown courthouse failed with voters, but they did approve turning over the fairground site to Florida International University for campus expansion. Amendment 1, the funding of environmental programs through real estate taxes, passed with 75% approval. State voters also rejected Amendment 3, which would have given the outgoing governor in 2018, which is Scott, the ability to fill three upcoming vacancies on the Florida Supreme Court. Remember, you can now listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.